You have entered the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network, Real Radio.
Your favorite food, what you like to do,
you like to do.
Your favorite color, or any other thing
on your mind
that you'd like to share. Cause I can stay here and listen to every word. Because I'm interested. Can I be an instrument in changing your life? Is that alright? Because I'm interested, I'd rather be with you instead of anyone else. Because I'm interested in your middle. Now don't be ashamed, no. It's between me and you. Everything that we do. So let your guard down, because there's a new girl in town. Come to turn it around. I hope that you are down.
Because I'm
interested.
Good afternoon. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside The Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network's Real Radio. Happy New Year to you. Happy Sunday as well. Thanks so much for stopping by. If you're just joining us for the first time, we explore alternative medicine, nutrition, holistic health and wellness practices, and offer emotional, mental, spiritual, and physical fitness tools for any healing journey, celebrating the power of conscious choice and providing alternative choices that you can utilize in your healing path, whatever that may be. As we are coming upon the new year of 2014, change is in the air, the winds of change, as they say, and it's a great time to reflect on what you've done, where you are, where you're going, and set some intentions or resolutions or whatever the case may be. As we do that, it's important to take stock of all that we no longer desire, all that no longer serves us, that we can let go of and make peace with letting go of those things, places, people, habits, beliefs, whatever the case may be. But it is your choice, and making peace with that choice is something that some of us find challenging. We'll explore a little bit of change this afternoon. Stay with us. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network, Real Radio.
Is vital. I believe in life you're either spiraling up and improving in life, or you're spiraling down or not improving in life and getting worse. You can't, ignore change. Change happens daily, okay? You as a human being are changing. The things around you are changing, the environment, the economy, everything else is changing. But here's where people fall down in this aspect of life. Don't be afraid of changing. Don't be afraid of making decisions, okay? And here's the skinny, here's the secret of today's principle. A lot of people in life, when change comes upon them, maybe they have a new thing entering their life that at the start really upsets them. So it could be losing a job, it could be whatever, something very, very hurtful in that moment that happens. Okay, this again is a law, and if you embrace change, if you don't run away from it, you know that there's changes are coming. Instead of running away and trying to ignore it and pretend that they are not happening, if you confront it and embrace change, the principle today is that always, it may take a while after the initial change comes about, but always a fantastic thing will come out of it. Okay, you will learn something new. You know, this is not, you know, wishy-washy talk. This is so true. Change will empower you as a person to grow. Okay, so if new things are coming into your life, embrace them. And even at the start, they might be desperate to deal with and really difficult, but they will open doors to other avenues, and these doors will only be opened by you embracing the change. Because once you embrace the change, you are thinking differently. Okay, once you're thinking differently and now you have a different mindset, a different awareness, you start to see other opportunities and good things will happen. Okay, so that is my message for today. Embrace change, make decisions, confront change head on, and even at the start, if it's really hard to deal with, I can promise you that good will always prevail. Good will come out of it. You will learn something new, you will get something new, you will be empowered as a person, but basically good will come out of change. Okay, and it's like anything, the person that makes the most decisions in life, instead of being wishy-washy and not making decisions, this person really, really grows fast in life, because he figures out what is right from wrong. And you know, this is how wisdom comes about. If you can make decisions quickly, which successful people do, you know, you really, really learn from the new environments that you see, that you find yourself in. Okay, this is Jack Foley. Stay updated at jackfoley.net.
We are back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source FM. This is Aja, your host for this edition of the program. So glad to be with you this afternoon. Happy Sunday to you and Happy New Year. We're exploring all the things that come about with the new year, the new Gregorian year, that is, that starts January 1st of each cycle. And many of the things that come about with that time is change, the energy of change or winds of change, and really taking a look at what we have accomplished, what we haven't accomplished, what we'd like to accomplish, or what is the truest desire of your heart? What is your heart's desire? What do you want? When you think for a moment, stop for a moment, when you're silent, when your mind wanders, what is it that comes into focus for you more than anything else? There may be one thing, there may be two things. And so taking a look at what no longer serves you so that you're able to let go of those things so that you can pursue. It's like what we focus on in health, in doing beginning the healing process of the body. A colon cleanse is often in order because that is actually beginning to release from the area that needs to be released and cleansed before you can actually put anything new in. It's hard for your body to absorb minerals and vitamins and nutrients that it needs if the colon is clogged up and not well. And so just as we do that with the body system healing process, when it comes to the whole you and making changes, it's often advisable to also cleanse the mind. That is the key. When doing that, you want to purge out all the negative thoughts, purge out the patterns, purge out the distractions, purge out the thoughts that aren't supporting the direction that you want to go in, that aren't truly aligned with you and who you are. When you're consciously aware of the thoughts that are flowing through, what are you focusing on every day? It's easy to begin to understand how certain things are coming into your life. Take a moment to ponder what no longer serves you and what can you let go of, making peace with it. It served its time, it served its purpose, and now you're moving forward into the evolution of your life, of you. So embracing change, letting go of what no longer serves you, finding out your heart's desire, and moving forward are all part of the process of evolution and the evolutionary cycle. As we learn new lessons, we evolve. We graduate, in a way, to the next level of ourselves and open for new opportunities. So you're inspired at that point. And part of what they call the success cycle, you're inspired initially. You move through the inspiration, the excitement, the project, or whatever it is that you're coming into, the opportunity. And of course, with that, at some point, you'll find challenges. The challenges are part of the cycle, not something foreign or to be unexpected. It's to be expected. It's part of the cycle, part of the lessons, part of the growth, part of the evolutionary process. So embracing the challenges, embracing change, very similar. Moving through the challenges, because when you come out on the other side of those challenges, you are elated. That sense of accomplishment and achievement is like nothing other. And moving forward with that inspiration, now you're off and running to the next level, the new opportunity, the next level of excitement. Take a moment to ponder, what is the desire of your heart, the deepest desire of your heart?
Don't you know the meaning of propriety?
My heart's desire to start the fire. I'm a hip-hop proprietor, not for hire. My side is united, so you cannot divide us. Riding for righteousness, even if you pop my tires. It's my heart's desire to start the fire. I'm a hip-hop proprietor, not for hire. My side is united, so you cannot divide us. Riding for righteousness, even if you pop my tires. The road to righteousness is a hike in the highest. Fires of fighting desires and dying for what you think is right. When liars, liars are trying to entice you, invite you to the idle-minded, hyper-societal title fighters. They try to make us all compete, off the we fall subject. Follow these so-called laws, conflict we all suffer. A lot of us are taught God's love is conditional. I'm trying to give you something to listen to. You think it was the Creator's decision to make us live in the place we're within? There is so much hatred exchanges, just trying to make a living. Maybe shipper, is that something we shouldn't overcome? This is my thesis, people, I'm speaking it over drums. Changing the topics, so last night I'm at a party, right? TMC, I'm spitting shit, they help to keep the party hype. I finish and some nigga pull me aside. Talk about your how you be coming with the flow so tight. You must be getting all the booty. You think you the shit. I'm like, nah, player, as far as rhymes, it was a gift. Now the ladies, I ain't really got no game to spit. I'm uniquely me, no greater than her or less than him. I'm impeccable in my own ways, though. But you could tell how the young blaze flow. Joe, I'm out of control, so I'll play the game telepathically. Catch a royal ass whoop and call Brad your majesty. Fall back and have a seat. Ain't you hear my last CD? Don't you know I don't give a fuck? I'll smack a whack'em see. Tall, black, and handsome, he's not. But y'all have to see how the hard knackery starts. Till off pennies be, I get a more moisture than an oyster. Blaze the accident birthed by a pro-choicer. For certain of the rappers better know what's curtains. This ain't drug dealing, nigga, you in for a hurting. Fuck, nigga, what you gonna do? Touch triggers when I tell you that your rhyme skills fucking suck, nigga. You must figure that thug niggas are much slicker when it comes to busting, ripping, or just spitting. Well, I'm just sickin'. Our standards are so low. If they quit walk to hip-hop now, you're just tripping. Fall over them as if life was all joking and fun. We still living hard. Heartbroken in slums, my heartbroken has stunned me to find where my art's going, the dumb lead the blind. So I'm putting cats on front street, then I'm hitting the yes, become the road killer, four-wheel drive, like it's live. You better be prepared, beware of the 773 dwelling MC, credibly incredible heat, impeccable speech bellowing from every street. Y'all better believe hell of these melodies I seek, developing settling therapies to pedal peeps, cherishing everything and relishing the very things that bring me peace, not get me pissed like yellow streams. This fella be intelligent, elegant on the beat, never forget like elephants, elements of the dream, elementary, it is varied, so tell a team, hell of a thing this life is, you're telling me. It's my heart's desire to start the fire. I'm a hip-hop proprietor, not for hire. My side is united, so you cannot divide us. Riding for righteousness, even if you pop my tires. It's my heart's desire to start the fire. I'm a hip-hop proprietor, not for hire. My side is united, so you cannot divide us. Riding for righteousness, even if you pop my tires. Yeah.
Well, it's
Friday, and it's time for What Matters Most. And our life coach, Dieter Paul, is here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. You know, the unemployment rates came out today, and they're just a little bit better than anticipated, but still hovering around 10%. And so there are so many people that are having trouble, that are struggling, that feel like there are no answers for them. For instance, yesterday, Dieter, there was a job fair for the River City Casino. Thousands of people were there looking for work or trying to supplement a part-time job, or they're just afraid of losing their job. So my question to you, how can people juggle their lives and tackle, you know, all of these uncertainties with unemployment just hovering over them and they feel like it'll never change?
That's the paradox of change, Christine. On one hand, we seek certainty in our lives. On the other hand, we are dealing with uncertainty or challenges. When we are faced with adversity and challenge, I believe that, for me, it's like a call to action. We are called to do something, obviously, and these people are going to these job fairs. They're obviously answering the call because they believe in something better. They believe in new possibilities. And we're all faced to make decisions. I mean, we have to stay kind of general because every mm-hmm. situation is different.
Right.
But if you think about it, we all are faced to make decisions. And the most resourceful state to make a decision is when you feel good about yourself. And the way you feel about yourself depends on what you focus on. So I would tell people that mind yourself what you focus on, where you put your attention, because that will influence how you feel about yourself, and that will obviously determine the decisions that you make.
But while you're going through a personal crisis, the emotions are painful. They're not positive emotions. So what about that?
By working with people who go through transitions, mm-hmm. what I found is that obviously the emotions leading up to that experience are emotions like fear, anxiety, anger, frustration. Yet the beautiful thing is that the gift that we sometimes fail to embrace in the moment is what happens after those experiences. What we see afterwards, people have whole different kinds of emotions. It's maybe a sense of freedom, a better self-confidence. Believe in oneself, believe in their own capabilities. So if we take perspective, mm-hmm. it's always wonderful to, if we can embrace the gift of change in the moment, but that's the hard thing to do.
Yeah, it's a difficult thing to do because pretty much you're saying adversity in your life, something that's extremely heavy and difficult to get through, is actually something that could be extremely rewarding later on.
If we look at the experience in hindsight, mm-hmm. most of the time people say, well, I learned something significant about myself. So my message is for those people is that find that one thing that you can learn about yourself that is significant enough so you can improve yourself, you know, build your self-esteem, and go and believe in possibilities, because the possibilities are out there, the opportunities are out there.
Right, and it's scary. And finally, you know, fear, that is the biggest enemy for self-confidence, right?
Fear, I would say, mind your focus again. Mm-hmm. Focus on the things that you can control, which is your thoughts, your behavior, and your actions. The other things we have no direct control over.
Okay. Well, I love what Eleanor Roosevelt said. She said that everybody should do something every day that scares them. And Nat says every day he comes in here, he's afraid. He's the guy behind the camera. But that is one way to embrace change.
Yeah.
You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network. This is Aja. Thanks so much for stopping by. We're exploring a change this afternoon in light of the new year. Change, letting go, what is your heart's desire? Setting new intentions, embracing the evolution of your being. So we talked a little bit about change, and again, one of the big things before you can do that is to really clear out the old stuff. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network.
I release all disappointment from my mental, physical, spiritual, and emotional body. 'Cause I know that spirit guides me, and love lives inside me. That's why today I take life as it comes.
Hi, I'm Bobby English. And I wanted to take a minute today to promote the 30-day mental cleanse. This is something that is done within the Mentoring for Free community. What we do is each week we read a specific chapter from Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. We read it in order, about 15 weeks, about 3.5 months to complete the whole book. But what we have people do is commit to a 30-day mental cleanse. About 4 chapters of the book, 1 month, go 30 days without TV, negative radio programs, negative, you know, brainwashing in any form, and get away from negative people, magazines, anything that might take you off your new cleanse, your new program, because the object of the 30-day mental cleanse is to basically do a headlong run of personal development. We all, you know, grow at our own natural pace. The idea behind the 30-day mental cleanse is to break into a sprint here and go, you know, faster than normal, much faster than normal. And people have amazing results, achieve amazing things when they clear out these blockages, these inputs from different forms of negative media that come at us every day, and they focus on something like Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. It is, you know, I could throw a bunch of famous quotes at you, like Einstein's quote about imagination being more important than knowledge is absolutely ridiculously true. And if you read through or have read through the whole book of Think and Grow Rich, then you will know how holistically oriented the book is, and how a 30-day mental cleanse is basically, to quote Bill Hicks, like a squeegee for your third eye, you know. So I would highly recommend this to anyone communicating with people, and that just gets easier and easier as things can flow through your mind easier and easier.
Hi, I'm Dr. Margaret Paul. I'm a best-selling author and relationship expert, and I've been counseling individuals and couples for the last 42 years. And I'd like to talk to you about the secret to emotional healing. There really is a secret to emotional healing, and it has to do with learning how to take 100% responsibility for your own feelings, for all of your feelings, for the feelings of anger and hurt and anxiety and depression and heartache and heartbreak and helplessness, all the different feelings of life. We need to learn to take responsibility for them. Now, the issue is that many of these feelings, feelings like anger and depression and anxiety and guilt and shame, these are coming from the things that we tell ourselves. Whereas there's another kind of feeling, what we call core feelings, which are the loneliness and the heartache and the heartbreak that come from life. We are responsible for learning how to manage both kinds of feelings. But the feelings we cause, we're causing with our own mind, with our own thoughts and our own actions. And we cannot heal ourselves from the wounded part of ourselves. These feelings are wounded feelings. They're coming from wounded thoughts. And we cannot heal our wounded self with our wounded self. And so the secret to healing is that we need to be able to learn to tap into a spiritual source of guidance. This is the only way that we can learn to manage the difficult feelings that we're causing. It's the only way that we can learn to understand what we're doing that's causing these feelings. And it's the only way that we can learn to handle the very difficult and painful feelings of life, of loss, of the things that happen to all of us in life. Now, the issue is learning to tap into that personal source of spiritual guidance. In the inner bonding process that we teach that there are only two intentions at any given moment. One is the intention to protect against our pain with some kind of addictive behavior, some kind of controlling behavior, and the other is the intention to learn about what's loving to us. And when we move into that intention, the intention to learn about loving ourselves, loving others, sharing our love with others, that's when we open up. That's when we are able to access our personal source of guidance. And in the inner bonding process, when we open to learning, we practice developing what we call the loving adult self, which is a part of us that is separate from our programmed mind or wounded mind, a part of us that is connected to a spiritual source of guidance. And by developing that loving adult and connecting to the guidance, we can learn to manage all the difficult and painful feelings of life as they come up in life, as they will every day. And so I really want to encourage you to come to our website at innerbonding.com, take our free course. You can learn the inner bonding process. You can join our membership site, which is very, very supportive in learning this process. We have books, we have workshops, we have intensives, we have sessions, many ways of learning the inner bonding process. So I want to encourage you to come online at innerbonding.com, learn the inner bonding process so you can learn to heal your painful feelings. I hope to see you.
We're back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB network. Lots of different techniques people are using and different approaches to cleanse different aspects of the holistic body. Back in a moment. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB network.
One shot to your heart without breaking your skin. No one has the power to hurt you like your kin. Kept it inside, didn't tell no one else. Didn't even wanna admit it to yourself.
Abraham, we live in a time that for some reason has accelerated the amount of people who are considered addicted to something or the other. I mean, addicted in a negative way, in something that they would like to, or someone would like them to, release. Could you tell us something about it?
Indeed. As physical beings, you tend to be creatures of habit. And that is all right, for many of your habits save you a great deal of time. But as your bodies and as your minds are quick to develop habits, then sometimes you find yourself in the midst of something that you are doing habitually or compulsively that you no longer are wanting to do, only to discover that the habit or compulsion or addiction has become so strong that you cannot, in this moment, easily release it. And so it should not surprise you that in one day you cannot release it. Nor should you beat up on yourself because you can't. That is the greatest detriment regarding this subject of addictions. So many are beating up on themselves, and so many are being beaten up on by one another, and that there is much more negativity that surrounds this subject than need surround it. Our encouragement to anyone who has any habit or compulsion or addiction that they are no longer wanting is that they take their eyes from what they are now doing that they are not wanting and put it elsewhere. For the attention to the subject enhances it and makes it stronger. There are many who are struggling very hard within the addiction. In other words, they feel as if they are trapped. While in the beginning it was attracted out of their wanting, it seems that the wanting to release it is not enough to affect that.
Right.
But it is. The wanting to release the addiction is as powerful as the wanting that attracted it to begin with. It is our knowledge that it is the attention to the lack of what is wanted that is holding it, you see. Do not be so hard on yourself about it. For you are not doing that which is wrong. You're only now living the result of prepaving. And everyone upon the earth is doing that. All beings are standing in their now as a result of that which they have thought before.
Mm-hmm.
And so do not look upon yourself feeling such failure because you are now experiencing the result of that which you set forth in thought before. It is only a matter of deciding clearly what you now want and giving your attention to that.
You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, Real Radio, on the LMB Network. This is Aja, your host for this edition of the program, and we're exploring our heart's desire, New Year's resolutions, setting intentions, and all of the above. And part of that process of defining what you want is discovering what you don't want. And often going through those lessons or those periods or those difficult times that help you and assist you in seeing what you don't want. And in order to find again what you want, the contrast of what you don't want is necessary oftentimes. And so once going through those challenges, we often see them as things that are just hard and that we don't ever want to do again, or we go into victim mode, or lots of different ways that we interpret and process that. Other ways to process are to let them go. There is an idea called radical forgiveness, and it says that there's nothing to forgive, that everything we experience is meant to be experienced on a soul or spiritual level for higher learning, higher lessons. And once we do have those experiences, we have grown and, as I said earlier in the program, evolved. And that was my personal opinion. But the radical forgiveness also takes that into account as well, that there is a larger, broader view of what occurs as a result of the perspective you take on the challenges, on the experiences, on the traumas that have occurred to you, no matter how terrible they have been. That there is a spiritual lesson there, and that we can take something from it moving forward in our human experience and graduate on the spiritual level and the human level as well. And so there's some snippets I'll play for you from Kim Kennedy, who also teaches the Radical Forgiveness Project, which was created by Colin Tipping. And then we'll also listen to a few more clips on forgiveness, letting go, and things of that nature. As we do all of that, of course, we get a lot closer to our heart's desire, which is the ultimate goal. What do we want? That is the goal before setting the intention or the resolution or whatever the case may be in moving forward. You can learn more about radical forgiveness and Colin Tipping, of course, by just Googling either or. And I'm playing some short snippets for you, but it's definitely an interesting topic to explore. Let's take a listen.
The greatest human goal is peace of mind. And the greatest obstacle to peace of mind is anger and blame aimed at other people. In order to eliminate anger and blame, you have to learn to forgive. And there are four people that you need to forgive if you're really serious about changing your life and learning how to live in the present. The first people you have to forgive are your parents, living or dead. You must absolutely forgive them for every mistake they ever made in bringing you up. At the very least, you should be grateful to them for giving you life. They got you here. If you're happy to be alive, you can forgive them for everything else. Never complain about them again. Many of my seminar participants have phoned or visited their parents after the seminar and told them that they forgive them for everything and for every mistake they ever made bringing them up. Often, this simple act of courage and character on your part has had the profound effect on their relationship with their mother or father. From that day onward, they become good friends with their parents, which then lasted for the rest of their lives together. On the other hand, by not forgiving your parents, you remain forever a child. You block your own chance to grow up and become a fully functioning adult. You continue to see yourself as a victim of your parents, a victim of your childhood. And even worse, you keep your negative feelings of inferiority and anger alive inside yourself. If your parents die without your having forgiven them, it can bother you for the rest of your life. The second persons you must forgive are the people from your marriages or relationships that didn't work out. These intimate relationships can be so intense and so threatening to your feelings of self-esteem and self-worth that you can become angry and unforgiving toward these people for years. But remember, you were at least partially responsible for the relationships in your life that didn't work out. Have the personal strength and integrity to say those magic words, I am responsible. And then think of ways that you were responsible for the relationship rather than thinking of reasons why the other person is to blame. Forgive the other person and let him or her go. Say these words, I forgive him or her for everything and I wish him or her well. Each time you repeat this, the negative emotion attached to the memory will diminish, almost like turning down the heat on a pot. It gets cooler and cooler, and soon it will be gone forever. Many of my seminar graduates have found that the letter is the key to putting a bad relationship behind them forever. This is a powerful technique that I learned many years ago and that can free you from feelings of anger and resentment almost instantly. It can liberate you from the negativity of a past relationship in a matter of seconds. Here's how it works. What you do is you sit down and you write the other person a letter of forgiveness. This letter consists of three parts. First, you say, I forgive you for everything you ever did that hurt me. Second, you write out a description or list of every single thing that you're still angry about. Some people write several pages in this part, what you did, what you said, what you didn't do, and so on. They get it all on paper. And third, you end the letter with these words, I wish you well. You then take the letter to the mailbox and drop it in. Or, if you're using email, and I prefer to do it on paper, if you're using email, press send. At that moment, you'll feel a huge sense of relief and you'll be free at last. By the way, don't worry about how the other person might react. This is not your concern. Your goal is to free yourself. It's to regain your peace of mind and to get on with the wonderful life that lies ahead of you. Now, the third person you must forgive is everyone else in your life who has ever hurt you in any way. Let them go. Forgive every boss, every business partner, friend, or crook, or betrayer who has ever caused you grief of any kind. Clean the slate and forgive and forget. Wipe away each of their names and wipe the images off by just saying whenever you think of them, I forgive him or her for everything and I wish them well. I forgive them for everything and I wish them well. You just repeat this statement every time you think of the other person or situation until the negative emotions actually disappear. It's the most amazing darn thing. Again, when you start to say it initially, when you think of the other person and they make you mad, you won't see much of a reaction, but as you keep saying it, I forgive them and wish them well. I forgive them and wish them well. Your temperature goes down and down and down, and like a fire with no fuel, it finally goes cold, and all the emotion is gone. The fourth and final person you have to forgive is yourself. You must absolutely forgive yourself for every silly, senseless, wicked, brainless, thoughtless, or cruel thing that you've ever done or said. Stop carrying these past mistakes around with you. That was then, and this is now. Think of it this way. When you did those things in the past that you still feel badly about, you were not the person that you are today. At that time, you were a different person. You were younger and less experienced. You were not your true self as you are today. You were an immature version of the person that you have become with experience. So stop beating yourself up for something that occurred in the past, something that a different person did, not you, and something that you cannot change. Just say the words, I forgive myself for every mistake I ever made. I am a thoroughly good person, and I'm going to have a wonderful future. Even better, you can add the words, I love myself unconditionally. When you love yourself unconditionally, you let yourself go. Now, whenever you think of that past event or situation or person that you hurt or did something untoward to, just repeat, I forgive myself completely. And then get on with your life. Focus on the future rather than the past and don't look back. Look at where you're going rather than where you've been. And finally, if you did something that hurt someone and you still feel badly about it, you can go to that person or write and apologize. Just tell the person you're sorry for what you did or said. Whatever his or her reaction, positive or negative, it doesn't matter. The very act of repentance, of expressing regret, will set you free. Please visit www.briantracy.com, my newsletters, to sign up for my free weekly newsletters and my goal-setting guide. That goal-setting guide, by the way, is neat. You can use it to plan the next year of your life.
We are joined right now by Kim Kennedy, who is going to lead a workshop on radical forgiveness, or share a little bit about radical forgiveness. I heard about radical forgiveness a few years back when I started a publication. I think Colin Tipping was the gentleman. Tell us how you came to be involved with the work.
Well, actually, I had been hearing about the book that is written by Colin Tipping.
Okay.
I'd been hearing about it and hearing about it, and I kept saying I was going to get it, and finally I stumbled upon it in the bookstore at my church, looking for a book. I was given a gift certificate, and I was just bouncing there, and I swear I didn't see any other book in the
really?
Shop. Just like, bam, here you go. And I took it, I read it, and I was really, really blown away by it. What impressed me the most isn't so much the concept, which I think I knew the concept, but it's the tools.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I like for my clients to have, is tools, something that they can take and work with themselves so that they can do some of their own work.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, it's definitely key to path of purpose, you know, continually making that choice to release and let go every moment.
Yes.
And we talk about forgiveness and you hear so many different things about it, but I know one of the key things around it is there anything to forgive?
Well, in my opinion, no. But that's radical, and that's why this is called radical forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, everything really has to do with the fact that it's for our spiritual growth. Everything that we draw into our lives on a soul level is for our growth. Now, on a human level, it feels kind of yucky, and sometimes it can be really tragic on a human level. But we live in two worlds at the same time, and we really got to get our minds wrapped around that fact. That is, we're not just living in the third dimension with things where we can see, touch, feel, hear, and see. We are also living in a spiritual dimension at the same time. And we are spiritual creatures. And there's a spirit that is interacting with us at all times. And it's creating opportunities for us to grow. So if our purpose, and my belief is, our purpose on the planet for the most part is to love. And if we are loving people who are doing bad things to us, we're growing on that spiritual realm.
Mm-hmm.
To be able to look at somebody who in our consciousness has hurt us or slandered us or abandoned us, and to still see the divinity in that individual, see the and see past the pain and send love anyway, that's important. Now, the other thing that's really critical to understand is that we are only seeing mirrors of ourselves at all times. So if anybody shows up to you and they are abusive, then on some level you are abusive, or it wouldn't show up in your world. If they are, it may be that you're abusing yourself, or you are unaware that you're abusing other people. But abuse is a mirror reflection of your own personal abuse in some way, shape, or form. And to me, I think it's a beautiful thing. You can look in the mirror and you can say, oh, I need to work on that.
Exactly.
You know? Well, the main message is that it's nobody else's fault. You know, it's not your fault either, but it's definitely, we got to stop judging. We got to stop blaming. We have to stop assuming we know what another person's spiritual path is, what's best for them. And we have to recognize that what's showing up in our lives is for our growth. And if we just take that information and do our own healing work, then our lives will become so much lighter, so much brighter. We'll be starting to attract positive situations and positive people. It's just so much to grow to if we just let these, like you say, burdens down.
Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. How can they find out where you are?
KimKennedy.com. www.kymkennedy.com.
We're back. You're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, on the LMB Network. So whether you believe there's something to forgive or there's nothing to forgive,
That is the question. And as always, you have a choice, a conscious choice. Really fun to take a look at all the different perspectives and ways that people process information, especially when it comes to your heart's desire. There's a tendency for many other people to attempt to show you what your heart's desire is, but they're actually showing you their heart's desire and imposing it upon you. And this can be anyone. It can be family members, employers, siblings, spouses, and something that tends to happen, a dynamic that tends to happen on many occasions. And so part of staying on track, your purpose, your finding your passion, or just moving forward with focus is moving forward with what it is your heart desires, what it is you want to do and in this life, and supporting yourself in getting there. But unedited, without any other integration than your inner voice, your inner guidance system guiding you. Back in a moment, you're listening to The Conscious Cafe inside the Conscious Zone on WHPN, The Source, FM, Real Radio, on the LMB Network.
One of the great things is that we do not have to know how. All we need is willingness. The universal intelligence, or your subconscious mind, will figure out the hows. Every thought you think and every word you speak is being responded to. And the point of power is in this moment. The thoughts you are thinking and the words you are declaring at this moment are creating your future. Your mind is a tool. You are much more than your mind. You may think your mind runs the show, but that is only because you have trained your mind to think in this way. You can also untrain and retrain this tool of yours. Your mind is a tool for you to use in any way you wish. The way you now use your mind is only a habit, and any habit can be changed if we want to do so. Quiet the chatter of your mind for a moment and really think about this concept. Your mind is a tool you can choose to use any way you wish. The thoughts you choose to think create the experiences you have. If you believe that it is hard or difficult to change a habit or a thought, then your choice of this thought will make it true for you. If you would choose to think, it's becoming easier for me to make changes, then your choice of this thought will make that true for you. There is an incredible power and intelligence within you, constantly responding to your thoughts and your words. As you learn to control your mind by the conscious choice of thoughts, you align yourself with this power. Do not think your mind is in control. You are in control of your mind. You use your mind. You can stop thinking those old thoughts. When your old thinking tries to come back, saying it's so hard to change, take mental control. Tell your mind, I now choose to believe it is becoming easier for me to make changes. You may have this conversation with your mind several times before it will acknowledge that you are in control and that what you say goes. The only thing you ever have any control of is your current thought. Your old thoughts are gone. There is nothing you can do about them except live out the experiences they cause. Your future thoughts have not been formed, and you do not know what they will be. Your current thought, the one you're thinking right now, is totally under your control. You know, if you have a little child who has been allowed to stay up as late as it wishes for a long time, and then you make a decision that you now want this child to go to bed at 8 every night, what do you think the first night will be like? The child will rebel against this new rule and may kick and scream and do its best to stay out of bed. If you relent at this time, the child wins and will try to control you forever. However, if you calmly stick to your decision and firmly insist that this is the new bedtime, the rebelling will get less and less. In a few nights, the new routine will be established. It is the same with your mind. Of course it'll rebel at first. It does not want to be retrained. But you are in control. And if you stay focused and firm, in a very short time, the new way of thinking is established. And you will realize that you are not a helpless victim of your thoughts, but rather a master of your own mind.
That was Louise Hay giving us some information on the mind and cleansing the mind, reprogramming the mind. And that's how we started the program, with the mind cleansing, emotional cleansing. We've gone through, I think, a little bit of everything today. And I've enjoyed my time here with you this afternoon. Happy New Year again to you. And remember to use the mind and balance it with your heart's desire. Each and every day, each and every moment, Happy New Year to you. Wishing you many blessings, love, peace, abundance, prosperity, light, and joy. Take good care and be well. And remember to celebrate the power of conscious choice.
Conscious Living Omni Media Group, healing humanity through media, on Real Radio and the LMB Network.